Well, hello, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is who? Oh, this is John. I remember now. Well, welcome all back to our wonderful Seating of the Divine. We're on Session 17, Level 2 tonight, and it's November the 14th, 2017. We're sure excited to get back together with this wonderful group and see where it leads. And again, it's going to be another exciting evening. Of course, tonight we'll start off with our usual centering meditation with Archangel Gabriel. Then we'll have a short review of last month's session and then receive some new information from the collective consciousness of the Lords of Light who will be joining us this evening. Now, after they've finished, they will hold a question and answer session with the group and then finish with an energetic meditation. Now, just for a couple announcements before we really get rolling. We will have our last collective call for the year on November the 28th. So that's the group, basically Q&A and get-together. And our last session, which will be number 19, will be held on December the 12th. Registration for Level 3 2008 is now open, as is the 2018 Crystal Conference. Please remember, when you make room reservations, to go through Joanne Pullis, so that we can fill up all the rooms that we have reserved and connect people who need roommates. We encourage everyone to consider sharing rooms so that we can all be located in the lodge, which we all know is ideal. Joan, you had a couple of things you wanted to...
Yes. Since our last teaching session, 15, that related to another activation of that fifth strand of DNA, I'd like to make a short comment about these energetics that are coming onto the planet and also that we are receiving from these beautiful beings of light that guide and teach us. I think it is so important that each one of us not only receive and integrate the energies and the concepts that are given to us by the archangels, ascended masters, and lords of light, but that we use them in our daily lives, especially in those quiet, contemplative times. By using the energetics in a personal, unique way that assists us in raising our conscious awareness and expanding the frequencies of light that we are capable of holding consistently in our bodies. This is a really important aspect, you know, keeping those frequencies as high and refined as we possibly can. We must own these teachings by making them ours in our own individual unique way. We're being asked to be participants in this ascension process through co-creation. We can only be the co-creators when we use the teaching and energetics for us personally. We have to develop our own system of integrating the energies and applying them in various levels of our body. We must run those light templates, the energies of those light templates, often through our energy system. This is up to us. It takes our awareness of the specific energies that are part of each template, because these energies vary according to the template and according to the complexity of the templates. We have to learn the energetic imprints of them. Our beloved teachers and guides give us the information and suggestions, but it's up to us to make them part of our energy system and part of our consciousness. Our individual personal use of them really sets them in our body. When our most honored guides lead us in a meditation, they assist us in setting the energies, centering ourselves in them, and to start the process of integration and application. But it's up to us to accomplish it on a personal level. And so we have to find ways to do our own meditation and how that applies to our unique divine image, how we can utilize it in our body and in our consciousness, how we can really learn to feel those energies and identify those imprints. In this way, we emanate our unique Christed energy, and we share it with all humans and also with Mother Earth. So I just wanted to kind of plant that awareness in your consciousness. It was an awareness that kind of came to me this week as I was working with some of these energies. So I thought I would share them with you.
Thank you. That was very nice and helpful. So now let's just do a little review and reminder of last week. And but first, let's just take a deep breath, and let's assist Joan in bringing forth Archangel Gabriel to lead us in a centering meditation.
Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Gabriel. As an archangel, I emanate the totality of pure light, pure source light. This is who I was created to be. And I make this remark this evening, and I know many of you already realize who I am. But in reference to the divine image, in reference to all of these templates and the activations that are now progressing within this group energy to help resurrect that Christed body and the Christed imaging within it. So if you take a deep breath, let go of all the thoughts of the day, and become very centered in your sacred heart. Within this consciousness, recognize the presence of the Holy Spirit. Take a deep breath and breathe in that unified energy of Source. Help your body to recognize the consciousness that is available to it through the intercession and the influence of the Holy Spirit. Uniting with the Holy Spirit of who you are, that Christed divine image. Breathe in this unified expression of yourself. Very present in that energy. Notice the energetic imprint. Feel that presence. Take note so that you recognize it always, just as you recognize my energy. Signature. be very present in this beautiful crucible of the collective consciousness. All of the beings, every one of you, as the individual expression of the divine. Unified in this crucible of light. Heart to heart, soul to soul. Take a deep breath and be very present in this gathering.
Thank you, Gabriel, for that wonderful start for this evening's session. As always, we are extremely grateful. Thank you. Now, off to our little review. You know, we had a real treat last month as both Kathumi and Yeshua came forward to lead the teachings. They mentioned that we had come together because we each had a physical body on Earth. This is why we can hear and receive energetics from this whole collective. This is also why it's important for us to pay attention to the energetics we feel in our bodies and live our daily lives feeling these emotions as we continue to accelerate our ascension. Kathumi and Yeshua then moved on to the light body and the DNA activation. In the beginning, light body work in 2014, we received only a partial activation because we had not yet retrieved the 5th, 6th, and 7th dimensional light templates from the time locks. And these are necessary for the DNA and the light body activation. Likewise, when we first received the light packets in 2016, they weren't activated because they also require the opening of the time locks that you all accomplished in 2016 and 17. The openings of the time locks and retrievals of the 5th, 6th, and 7th dimensional templates allows a further level of activation of the DNA strands and of the light body. These energetics also add to the energetic-like frequency of the 14 chakra system. Of course, next, the descension of the 8th chakra into the sacred heart was a huge event. The 8th chakra now holds universal mind. Within the body can assess a new, higher level of consciousness, creating a usability of the higher mind, and the brain can then process information drawn from that universal mind. This enables the individual oversoul and the Christed oversoul to direct the process to engage the 4th and 5th strands of DNA and affect all levels of light body activation. Now, you'll probably remember the blue star tetrahedron was placed and spun to create a rotation in every chakra in 2016. This created a higher light frequency and more refined vibration in the chakras. It brought unity to the entire 14 chakra system because the lower 7 chakras could be brought up to the same frequency as the upper 7. Since the 8th chakra had begun its descent into the body, there was no further need for the blue star tetrahedron to be that bridge between the upper seven and the lower seven. Now, just recently, this dissension became stabilized with the eighth chakra in the sacred heart, allowing the activation of more templates in the DNA strand. Now, they mentioned that, of course, this was accomplished by placing the retrieved light templates within particular light packets, and then placing the light packets in specific DNA strands and chakras. Now, of course, one of the light packets was placed in that fourth strand of DNA and in our heart chakra. This light packet contained the fifth dimensional light templates and relates to your physicality, providing stability in the way you perceive your life experience. The fourth strand of DNA bridges the physical genetic lineage as well as the spiritual lineage. This assists in the transformation of the body into a fifth dimensional vehicle and light body. Of course, this requires knowing of self as a soul spirit and requires developing communication channels through this higher self into that physicality. Now, you can listen and you will find that directions are given by your oversoul and your Christed oversoul. Now, with the fourth strand of DNA activation, the memory codes of you as a Christed soul spirit are awakened because of the presence of the fifth dimensional light packet placed within that fourth strand of DNA. Now, the memory codes are more accessible and can be drawn from the causal body more easily. This light packet sets the fifth dimensional energy of love and unity in this fourth strand of DNA. In this unity, there is no separation between soul, spirit, and you in a physical body. Now, this light packet was also placed in the heart chakra to stimulate the self-love that is unified within the undifferentiated love light of Source. You no longer need full conscious awareness of the past life events or experiences. But you must begin to fully access the memory of the soul experience, which is not limited by time or dimension. This memory is without judgment of any kind and brings the wisdom necessary to direct you in your transformational process. A light packet was also placed in the fifth strand of DNA. This packet contains not only a fifth dimensional template, but also a sixth and seventh dimensional template. These templates allow the body to begin to realize the consciousness that it is a Christed vessel. A new magnetic field is constructed that continually draws to you your likeness as a Christed being. Now, the memory codes and magnetics relate to this thought and are now available both in your consciousness as well as in your physical body. A fifth dimensional light packet was also placed in the eighth chakra, home of the Christed oversoul, now in the body in the sacred heart. The sixth and seventh dimensional light templates can also be placed in this light packet in the eighth chakra. This provides the consciousness to know yourself from an elevated perspective as the soul spirit occupying a physical body, while you are aware that at a collective level, you are pure spirit. The fifth dimensional light packet in the eighth chakra also allows you to retrieve light templates stably and coherently, and the body begins to communicate coherently with light energy. Because you can draw light templates from the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions and place them in the light packets in the fifth strand of the DNA and eighth chakra, the body begins to shed some of the rigidity and density of that thick third dimension. As the body relaxes and drops more density, it creates the communication necessary through the glandular and nervous system to create unity in both systems and allows more communication throughout the entire body. Wow, well, I'm sure I'm not the only one that felt that was certainly a mind-blowing session. And again, I'm sure you all agree, it was certainly terrific and enjoyable, as a matter of fact. So now, moving on, let's all take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth the collective consciousness of the Lords of Light.
Greetings. It is the collective consciousness of the Lords of Light. We are part of the collective consciousness of the All That Is. We are here to present to you another stream of energy that relates to the second packet of light that was activated in the last session in regards to the fifth strand of DNA. This is a more complex strand, and the packet is more complex than you first realized as you examined it in our last session. We will be spending a little time on the layering and complexity of this strand of DNA. And this particular light packet that relates to the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates that were retrieved in the last two conferences. Today, we would like to discuss something that Metatron had relayed to this group toward the end of the last conference about the divine masculine and the divine feminine and how the separated, polarized concept would be unified so that it would be just the divine image. We would like to begin approaching this concept at a very basic level. There are seeds being planted at this time that will be further expanded upon later. These seeds will play in the consciousness of each individual member of this divine image collective, consistently as each one of you travels your transformational process. This energy and the concepts will be helpful in the recognition of the layering and perspectives of the seventh dimensional light template that are within the time locks and the variables that are present in the seventh dimensional state of consciousness that relate to unity. In the present iteration of evolution, there are seven light packets. At the current level of consciousness, you have access to five of these packets. Each of the packets contain states of consciousness. There are complexities in each packet. Each packet is layered energetically as well as conceptually. We may touch on certain packets, but the total relationship and the state of consciousness will be developed over a period of time. You have been told that in the awakening process of the divine masculine and the divine feminine, that the divine masculine comes into your reality through the influence of the divine feminine. So we wish to discuss briefly how this translates to no gender, just divine spirit. The divine masculine has taken such a hit in its expression because of the polarities and separation consciousness that were developed so the third dimensional template could exist in the physical realm of Earth. The third dimensional energy also contained a deep-seated emotion of unworthiness, less than, dominance over. This was amplified and exemplified in the masculine body types. When we speak of the divine feminine and the divine masculine, We are not talking about a physical bodily form. In order for the alteration to be made in the masculine body type as well as in the feminine body type, an iteration of the divine had to come in, but it had to come in through the element of love. This is best exemplified in the creative process through an iteration of source energy that is considered from the fallen linear state of consciousness, and it is perceived as feminine because it is loving, compassionate, and intuitive. In the untransformed state, the human female often uses the body type, the gender type, and the emotions from a fragmented emotional body for purposes of manipulation. It is still a viable template where some aspects of love and intuitive awareness or the knowing perspective is available. It is an easy way for the fallen human consciousness and the physical brain to process such complex thought when it comes through the presence of the Holy Spirit, which is totally unified. It is pure source spirit, having many expressions. From the doctrines of religion, the Holy Spirit at first was perceived as masculine. As the consciousness evolved, it became more feminine, such as the Holy Spirit Shekinah. The Holy Spirit was always from the perspective of the gendered body type, the linear fallen concepts, and was often totally misunderstood. As humans evolved and have a different state of consciousness available to them, we use the feminine aspect that is perceived as the divine feminine, which is an aspect of source energy. Source energy is pure divine energy and has no gender, only many, many complexities and expressions. It can be better comprehended from the lower states of consciousness by giving it a gender type. This enables a few of the more evolved energies and concepts to be accepted into the body consciousness as well as into the mental emotional body. The divine source energy and conceptual thought can then be processed through the brain. Keep in mind that the divine feminine and the divine masculine is always a part of and totally unified in the presence of the Holy Spirit. It is pure Christ consciousness. We have utilized both the fallen consciousness and the more evolved consciousness to escalate pure Christ consciousness. The gendered fallen masculine body must begin to recognize the importance of the emotions, the feeling capacity in the body through the emotions. Those beings who are in possession of a masculine body must understand that what is created in the reality is developed through the emotional body. This takes recognizing that within themselves, within their body, lies a feminine influence as well as a masculine influence. This holds true for those who occupy a feminine body. They become assertive, but not aggressive. They can direct their thoughts and emotions precisely, so they are not scattered, but are in that precision. Each individual has challenges because of gender that relates to separation and that dense third-dimensional body. What you are seeing in your world now calls upon each one of you to be in a balanced state in regards to their gendered body type, bringing unity back to the body and eliminating the separation paradigm from the consciousness of the body. What is transpiring now is that those who refuse to see the influence of the polarities that are taking place in each body type, these polarities have existed, and you are called upon to unify the divine feminine and the divine masculine influences that you now have access to. You have to recognize what is out of alignment, what is surfacing to be changed and unified, so there is respect and value of each individual expression, regardless of the gender type. You'll see a lot of things surfacing that magnifies the misaligned fallen consciousness. Here is a point relating to equality that is not fully understood. Every individual is unique in the way that they express themselves in the earthly realm. They are unique in their abilities, their states of consciousness, and in the way they navigate the earthly experience. Not all are equal. They are unique and should be valued for what they contribute to humanity. All that has been hidden is now being shown, so the changes can be made. Every one of you must recognize the need for unification of the feminine and the masculine. It is through the placement of this second packet of light into the fifth strand of DNA that unity consciousness begins to be seeded. Within the second packet are two light templates of seventh dimension that were retrieved from the time locks. This is just the beginning. What is happening now is that the seeds of unification of source energy are being planted. Each individual now has the capacity to express the divine image from a beginning state of Christ consciousness. This also relates to and brings into the consciousness where the wounding has occurred in this current lifetime, so that the wounding can be healed and all of the restrictions and the misaligned templates that are connected to that wounding are released and healed. As the variation of this light packet that contains the seventh dimensional consciousness of pure unified source energy is inserted into the DNA, this is the time to address the unification of the masculine and the feminine. The wounding both in the masculine and feminine has limited your ability to create and be consciously aware of yourself from that unified perspective as a Holy Spirit. When it is inserted into the fifth strand of DNA, it gives each individual a much broader perspective of themselves as pure source divine energy. Each individual can draw from the seventh dimensional light template that is part of the second packet of light. It has a strong influence in the unity consciousness. The fifth dimensional light template that is very present in the first packet of light relates to pure love element and the stability of the fifth dimension. This is a very important energetic that is being seeded in the body through the fifth dimensional DNA strand that alters the consciousness as well as the consciousness of the body. The energetics are now very present in the fifth strand of DNA. It also contributes to the further activation of the present light body. This iteration of light body that is being activated relates to the fifth dimensional state of consciousness in its totality, which means unity and love. That requires light packets. It requires light templates to come out of the time lock, and it is required, it requires a stimulation of the physical body so the consciousness can be held within that physical body. This is the role of those DNA strands. The activation of the DNA strands alters the body substantially. The activated DNA strands make it possible for the cellular and the molecular composition of the physical body to be altered. A fifth-dimensional physical vehicle is necessary to continue the evolutionary and the ascension process. This, for now, is a lot for you to take into your consciousness, even though it's at a very basic level. So we will not continue on with this information. We will allow you to assimilate and comprehend at all levels of you, of your individuality, in your body, for the body to start to comprehend, for the mind, the brain, to start to process these concepts that are very complex and layered. So time must be allowed for this integration, for you to unify it within yourself, within your individual bodies, and within your consciousness. So now, we would like to invite you to participate in a conversation and to ask any questions that might have arisen that relate to this teaching. So, we will open it up for this discussion and for any questions.
Thank you. I'll start off because we have a couple of folks that have sent in the basis of one question. We just kind of put it together. And it is a little complicated, but I'll try to keep it together here. The question from these folks says, please explain what the Adam Cabden body and the Adam Cabden template is. Is it the highest frequency level of our light body? Is it the original 12th dimensional body we came to Earth in when Earth was first formed as a somewhat 12th dimensional Chrysler planet? And are we in a position now to receive specific Adam Cabden body activations, or is it that the same as we continue to activate the light body?
There is not only confusion about what an Adam Cabden body is, but it is restricted by states of consciousness that are of the more dense dimensional configuration. So as more of the light body is activated, a clear perspective of what the Adam Cadman body is will become clearer. But we wish to say this to help you clear up some of the confusion. In the original 12th dimensional body, there was an iteration of the admin-cadmin body that is no longer accessible because of the fall of consciousness. The Adam-Cadmin body is the light manifestation of the sons of light, and this is who you are, who have evolved beyond the restraints of the physical body. And we are speaking here of that third dimensional body as you know it. The admin-cadmin body is imparted upon the light body, which then becomes the extension of source energy. The admin-cadmin body has the ability to take on any form necessary to create and teach pure divine imaging. Because of the fall of consciousness, man lost the ability to operate in a multidimensional level of consciousness. He lost the ability to use the apparatus of telethought communication. And we've been speaking of this now and again in this last year about telethought communication, because it is being resurrected. The Lords of Light and the Elohim are reprogramming man's identity patterns so he can go back into the light form of the Adam-Cadmin body, which was the original body in use when Earth was first created in the 12th dimension. Humans at the present time have just entered that redemptive sequence of Christ consciousness, the beginning stages of a fifth dimensional light body activation has begun. This is the first in a series of light body emanations which will be activated as the transformational process evolves. You are now in that transformation of a third dimensional body into a fifth dimensional body. Each sequence of the light body emanation is overlaid by an admin-cadmin body according to the dimensional sequence that is present. Each admin-cadmin body has the capacity to alter the cellular and the molecular configuration of the physical manifestation in matter and each evolutionary sequence so that the physical manifestation can hold the level of consciousness of that dimensional sequence in a form. In this time sequence, humans only have a small portion of an admin-cadmin body that is available to them because the fifth dimensional light body is not completely activated. The Adam-Cadmin body resides and domes over the light body, just as the oversoul domed over the physical body before a human consciousness evolved and a descent of the oversoul followed the descent of the eighth chakra. So this is only a rudimentary aspect of what the Adam-Cadmin body is. So we have approached it from this so that you might be able to process it through the brain because it's such a complex energetic expression.
Thank you. I know that's complicated, but I'm sure once everybody reviews it, they'll understand it a little bit better. So now, for the group, if you have a question or a comment or just an update on how you're doing, hit star 6 and you will be live. Also, please remember that when you are done, if you would hit star 6 again so that we can keep the outside noise to a minimum. So, here we go. You're on.
we realize that there was a lot of energy and concepts that were brought forth in this session. And perhaps you haven't had time to formulate or digest what we have brought forth. So let us begin here. This may help you a little to begin to open up what you're feeling or what you are questioning. We ask you to remember at the last conference when Metatron said to you that the concept of the divine feminine and the divine masculine must be dropped, and dropped now. And I'm sure all of you that were present at that conference remember that. What were you feeling in that moment? What question arose in your mind around that? Because I'm sure, we are sure, that many of you had not ever considered that. So let's have a little discussion around that. Maybe that will open a doorway.
Hi, this is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
I'm not 100% sure or clear about what I want to say, but I wanted to try. What I'm sensing for myself is, from the conversation I heard earlier, is that there's more clearing to do, because in my life, and I think also in my partner's life, who is a part of this group, there seems to be still stuff coming up. And any time we try to avoid it, it doesn't help. It makes it worse. But acknowledging it, to release it, it seems like the process of clearing is helping with the concepts that I think that I heard you bring forward about dissolving the idea of masculine and feminine, because it seems like the stuff that's coming up might have been born from stuff that had to do with ideas of being a certain way based on being masculine energy or feminine energy. And if that made any sense at all, I thought maybe you could try to speak a little bit more to that.
Yes. You said it very well, very clearly. Yes, there are things arising to be cleared that are out of alignment with the love and unity consciousness of fifth dimension. So that said, haven't you found the clearing process much easier than in previous times? Just by recognizing the misaligned energy and saying, oh, yes, I see that. It almost clears itself, correct?
Yes, I think I absolutely agree with that. It is getting easier. What you said about recognizing is sometimes is still a little slower than I know I would like. But yes, as soon as I have an awareness that, oh, that is there because it's ready to be cleared, it does seem to be easier to let go of it. There's not as much fight behind it and about wanting to keep it, I guess. So, yes, that is getting much better, thank goodness.
Yes, because you are learning about emotional attachments to certain things. This is the way it always has been. This is the way it is. Well, not necessarily so.
Yeah.
So it's in the releasing of attachment to the physical expression that is out of alignment. That's all that is needed. It's just to release that attachment, and it's gone.
Well, that sounds very Buddhist, almost. It's like, okay, letting go of attachment is very key. So, yes, we're continuing to do that and very grateful that I can find a little bit of It feels to me like the divine heart. I seem like I'm able to connect with that more than I ever could before, and that helps not hold on to so much attachment to things that it's really time to let go of. But there's a part of me that at times really doesn't want to still.
Of course.
Yeah.
You're in transition. Now, let's talk about the wounding of that, the masculine and the feminine that has taken place over eons of time since the fall of consciousness. The old template of fear and less than, dominance over, unworthiness, those types of things. There is extreme wounding. And in many times within each individual, it surfaces as the wounded part of that masculine expression or the feminine expression in a gendered body. So this is what has to come into that unification where you honor the aspect of the masculine that creates, the masculine influence that creates in a gendered body, and the feminine influence that creates in the same body. It's not just one or the other, depending on the gender of the body. It's both of them as they are expressed in unity. And there's a lot of wounding around that. There's a lot of fear in one body type or another relating to the gender. Afraid, many who are in male bodies are afraid to acknowledge their emotions, their feelings. They're afraid to acknowledge their intuitiveness. And by the same token, those in female bodies are afraid to be assertive, to rise out of that victimization role of subservience or less than. And when they do rise out of that, a lot of times they rise out of it within that current of emotion of anger, which is very powerful. It'll motivate you to move. But it has to be tempered with compassion and love and value.
May I ask a question?
Yes, of course.
Is it still necessary for things that are ready to be cleared or things that maybe, okay, let me say it differently. Is it still necessary to bring things to conscious awareness before they can be cleared? Or can they be cleared just with an intention of clearing something that hasn't yet gotten to the consciousness? If I were to answer my own question, I would say it needs to come to consciousness and then be released, maybe as much as cleared. But I'm wondering what your thoughts are.
Yes, you are correct. Now, all of the intricacies of that misaligned energy template don't have to be visited. Just knowing the basic concept is enough. You don't have to wallow in the attachment, in the emotion of something that happened long ago. Just acknowledge is all that is needed. And that way, you don't attach yourself to that fallen emotional state. You see it, you comprehend it, and you release it.
Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. Now, would somebody else like to ask a question or speak?
Hello.
Hello.
This is Sharka. I'm not sure I have a question, but I will appreciate feedback. In our first discussion, when we had that discussion lesson, after that discussion, Metatron told us that he has noticed that we expressed being those with feminine bodies, that they were more direct which I understood that they were using more of that masculine expression, and those with the masculine bodies that they expressed more emotion. And to me, it really hit the button in me, because after that discussion, I have noticed myself that I was more direct. Even I didn't talk too much, but I have noticed that. And also there was associated to that feminine body that the female bodies that comes the more scatteredness. And I definitely have noticed now when you are talking about this wounding that I was wounded that way a lot, because I was scattered most of this lifetime, and I was it was brought up to my attention, and there is a lot of shame attached to it each time when I catch myself being scattered. That's probably what this question is probably the feedback, how I can maybe speed it up, because I feel that there's still a lot of scaredness in me.
Yeah. Well, it's very important to feel it. However, not be attached to any emotion related to the lower energies of third dimension, such as judgment, because that is present when you recognize those certain misaligned energies. There's judgment and there's shame.
Yes.
And this is not necessary. This does not help you clear that misaligned energy. It creates another misaligned energy related to separation and unworthiness. So make a agreement with yourself. When these things surface, try to get into that neutral state. See it for what it is. Don't attach to that fallen emotional energy. And don't judge yourself harshly. The event has already happened. And there is wounding. So compassion, nurturing, is what is needed in order for you to release those misaligned templates.
Yes, thank you.
I
have one more question about it. Is that I guess I'm judging myself that I want to accomplish more receiving the channeling, and I feel like I am not successful because of this scatteredness. Is that correct? Is it when I am going to heal this wound, I will be able to channel these energies which we are being taught to channel?
You can channel them. And yes, there is wounding, but just recognizing that there is wounding and nurture yourself, love yourself. In the midst of this wounding and the feelings that are surfacing, recognize that you're all right, that you are in a different state of consciousness. You are not that same individual as you were several years ago, whether it be 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. You are not the same. You do not hold the same consciousness. You are not the same individual as you were when those woundings took place. You have new energetics that you can embody. You have new ways of processing complexities of thought. And you have beautiful light energies and templates that you can use to move you along. That's all that's needed.
Yes, thank you very much. And
you are
do I need to or repeat that process of acknowledging and releasing maybe many times?
No, just when they surface, when something surfaces that you recognize, then just say, I see that, and I choose to release it. I am no longer that. I am love, and I am light.
Thank you very much.
You are very welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good evening. I wanted to talk just a little bit and get some clarification on what we're seeing with male and female energies and voices coming forward on a national level and worldwide level. And what we're seeing is that particularly with women, when there has been abuse or an abuse of power, whether through sex or other forms of intimidation, more and more women are coming forward and choosing no longer to be silent. Now, I've certainly, in all my years, seen little bits of this happening and the anger kind of generating like a motor, allowing it to come forward. But many times then, it didn't grow into an understanding. It didn't grow into a sense of unity for both sexes to come together. And it feels different to me now, both on a large macro level and an individual level. It feels now as though I feel so very happy with the women that are saying we won't be silenced anymore. And yet, on the other hand, I see many men coming forward showing great love and compassion and really listening more than they did decades ago. And myself, it just all kind of blends into a beautiful sea of unity. And I'm wondering if you feel that this is kind of a beginning surge for our planet.
Of course. Of course it is. You have to start somewhere. And even if it comes in on in a misappropriate way through a level of misplaced anger, it roots out the silence, because in the silence, the victimization, whether it be of the masculine or the feminine, continues. It's the same old, until it surfaces and is recognized. Now, it takes a state of consciousness to bring that forth from a more unified perspective. So you are going to see many iterations as it surfaces. Many ways of expressing it, many ways of reacting to it. So it is not all peace and harmony in this surfacing of these misaligned masculine-feminine energies, especially because of the wounding that is so deep-seated in the body, where the unification and the recognition of each individual's expression as masculine and having masculine and feminine influences in their creative process. It's been stifled. It's been hidden. It's been unacceptable. So all of that is changing. And change, oftentimes, in the physical realm, is quite messy.
That it is. But it's pretty spectacular, too.
Yes. It can no longer be hidden. That's the beauty. All of the little dark secrets that were hidden for hundreds of years, thousands of years, can no longer be hidden because the light prevents that. All is shown.
And the light sets us free.
That is correct.
Thank you very much.
You are very welcome.
I want your perspective. Thank you. Good night.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. I have two questions. One is in, there seems to be a blending inside of me of the conversation about the masculine and feminine and then the Adam Cadman conversation. And it feels somehow related in me to what occurred in the tomb of Yeshua after the crucifixion. So I'd just like some clarity on that blending. Was that actually accomplished? It feels like my field is gravitating towards that experience and that accomplishment, or that's what was accomplished then. So would you speak to that, please?
Okay, could you be a little more concise in what your question is in relation to that experience of Yeshua in the tomb during those 3 days of
regeneration? So did he actually accomplish the unification of the masculine and feminine, or the dropping away of any separation of the masculine and feminine, and become the Adam Cadman?
He
body.
Was able to have an Adam Cadman body because of the state of consciousness that he not acquired but came into that body with, a fifth dimensional state of consciousness. So he had a version available to him in that body of the Adam Cadman, fully exemplified. Now, as far as the unification of the masculine and feminine template, seeds were planted through his actions prior to the crucifixion, and with that unification, the love and unification, that the templates that were present in his body, that provided a template of unity as well as love. The seeds were planted, but were not manifest, still are not manifested in the body and in the consciousness. You're in process. What happened in that era when Yeshua walked the earth was very important, but it has not yet been manifested totally.
So that's our work now. That's what we're carrying forward, that that energetic. And to echo what was discussed in the previous question, is this is what's occurring in my life now, where everything where I would turn a blind eye, didn't even know I was doing it, is now asking me, no more blind eyes, no more hiding anything. Must look and ask for the truth to be shown all the time. So,
correct. And in the precision of what you are thinking, what you are feeling, and what you are creating in your life experience. Precision in alignment with that unity template.
Okay, and so this brings me to the second question of the unity template, and we talked about earlier, you talked about the second packet integrating in with the fifth strand of DNA. I'm feeling a little bit of a around the mechanics of that, because what I'd like to do is just say it's done, and now it's up to me to actually see the unfolding of this. So I'd like to be precise about how I activate, because I work very energetically. I'd just like more clarity about that, please, about what I need to do or be.
You don't need to do anything. Okay. You just need to stay aware. Now, as we have said, that fifth strand of DNA, mm-hmm. as well as the light packet that was placed there, that second light template, is very layered energetically and conceptually. And so the complete activation of the fourth and fifth strands of DNA are not complete. The energetic expression of those DNA structures, strands, are not complete. The body has not been able to, at this juncture, been able to redefine itself from a cellular and molecular level to a fifth-dimensional physical vehicle. Mm. So it is not complete, nor is the activation of the light body, so that the admin-cadman expression of that light body can be fully activated. If you are in process. So there is nothing to do but receive the iterations, the energetics, as they are given, and work with them in your unique way.
Okay.
There is no goal. There is no completion date. It's a process.
Okay, thank you. I was feeling that there was an invitation, and as you were speaking, what it is just to be still sometimes and commune with these energies, commune with that
Correct.
Particular, and allow it to unfold and reveal itself. So that's
cool.
Yes, that's beautiful. Okay, thank you very much.
You are very welcome. Are there any more comments or questions?
Hello.
Hello.
This is Charlotte.
Hello.
And as we were, the more I work with what I call my whole divineness and not separate it into masculine and feminine, as a whole, this is who I am, this is how I want it to be, there seems to be some of that woundedness falls away. Kind of like if you've ever had an injury and you're real wounded in the moment, and then time goes by and you start to function again, and some of that restrictedness that you couldn't do, all kinds of falls away as you start to function from your wholeness.
Yeah.
And
when the healing takes hold in the consciousness and in the wounding of the body, the body's consciousness, when that healing takes hold, you find there are less restrictions.
And there seems to be, I'm going to say some of it is, I want to call it grouped. It's like I fell down, skinned my knee one time, and I fell down, skinned my knee another time. So there's things that are alike. And when that woundedness falls away, it's like all of it of the same kind falls away.
Correct.
It doesn't matter anymore. That was
correct.
In the what I call once upon a time.
Yes.
That happened.
You are accurate. Yes. You are very accurate. A lot of the wounding is layered and relates to a similar thought process.
Almost like a program.
Yes, correct. Correct.
Or a, I want to say, a response program that was created after the wounding. This happened, so I do this, and then something like that happened again, so then I did this. And
correct.
They're kind of strung together.
Yeah.
So if I can,
so when it's released and healed, the entire thing falls away.
The whole
because it's connected. Each thing is connected.
Right. It's like the whole string can kind of just
Yes.
Be done.
Correct.
I'm hearing that in my internal languaging sometimes. I'm done with that now. Done.
Yeah. It's beautiful. Beautiful.
No. Leave now. Thank you.
You're welcome. We'd like to thank you for your response and your questions. Even though some of you find it difficult, very important in these sessions to try to formulate questions, to try to formulate your thoughts so that an expansion through the energetics presented can take place, because you're very present and involved in the process. So now, we would like to have a closing meditation. So if you will take a deep breath and become centered in your sacred heart consciousness, in the presence of the Holy Spirit, breathing in light, breathing out light, breathing in love, breathing out love, breathing in unity, breathing out unity. Notice the second light packet that now resides in your sacred heart. Feel the influence of its energetics in your body. Notice how expanded your consciousness is at this moment. Receive the energetics of the seventh dimensional light template that has been retrieved from the time locks. Notice the love that is present. Feel the expansion in your consciousness. Feel the energy of unity that you have not felt before. Go beyond the energy of a gendered body. Imagine yourself unified in the influence of the Holy Spirit. See the division that is part of the separated gendered body begin to diminish. feel your body as the masculine aspect and the feminine aspect begin to merge into that unified divine image. Notice there is no separation, just pure source light. Notice that in this state of being, that there is a complete harmony and integrated divine unique expression of you. A pure light body expressing you as pure divine light. Sit with us in the collective crucible, in this unified state of being. Allow the collective consciousness that is within this crucible to magnify the unified state of being. Recall this state of being often. Grow it. Make it your own personal iteration as you walk the earth, flooding the earth everywhere that you go, manifesting your unified divine image, altering the environment as you move from one location to another. Blessings.